Hello, hello. Hey everyone. It's glad to be speaking to you. This is my first podcast, and I just want to express like why did I want to do a podcast? Why am I doing this? And the truth is pain. You know, people will be like, pain? What do you mean by pain? And the reason is that I want a podcast where using my A1 I can use to deal with my pain, and two, that my pain can be of help to others who maybe probably are going through the same things that did cause me pain. And that is why I want to do a podcast to reach to someone. It may be one or two, but I feel like when you go through something, you need to help others go through it. You need to share it out with others, because honestly, we are living in a society where we no longer share our pain, whereby we feel like we are going through what we are going through alone. And I think that's why there's so many suicides of late, so many unnecessary killing of people we love, because we are dealing with so much pain that we are not letting out. We are dealing with so much pain, and we are so afraid that when we let it out, people will judge us. And therefore, since we are so afraid of being judged, what we do is, results to other issues. And sadly, some of these issues are extreme in such that we take our lives. And I have never honestly understood suicide. Now, I think that for you to have reached that point where you don't care anymore if you live or die, you must be going through something. There's something mental, there's something great depression that you feel you can get over, and it starts with small things, and we are all different. So something that causes pain to one person may generally probably not cause pain to another person. And as I said, it's pain that has brought me here. And the funny bit is that this pain started 6 years ago, and this pain is of a heartbreak. I know, someone just rolls their eyes and they're like, heartbreak? Really? Really heartbreak? Come on, like, people are heartbroken every single day. People are dumped every single day. Like, you have been on it for 6 years. Yes, I have been on it for 6 years. And it has been the greatest pain of my life. A pain I have not been able to get through. A pain that feels renewed every single time. And honestly, I must say, this pain was not caused purely by me getting jumped. This pain was caused by the poor choices I have made along those 6 years. So, the story, girl meets boy, boy is charming, so charming. Girl lets herself fall in love. This is history. So for 1 year you're on this high. You know how love feels when you're on this high, when it's all good. And then out of nowhere you're having arguments, you're doing all this thing, and then one day boy sits girl down and he's like, I don't think it's I can do this anymore. You're breaking up. And girl gets devastated. This girl, she had just done school, she had finished uni or graduated, going to do her master's, and her master's is when she meets boy. And this girl literally had never allowed herself to fall in love because she was so afraid of men. She was like, yeah, mom tells you stay away from them if you want to have a good future, you don't get pregnant, and you have this mentality that even talking to a girl can't be pregnant. Okay, I wasn't that daft, but you gave me. So this is the first time I have allowed myself to fall in love. This is the first time I'm falling in love. And I had already built this mentality, like, this is it, like, this is the guy of my dreams, this is the girl I end up with. So when he breaks up with me, I am so devastated. I'm like, why? Weren't we at the same place? Like, how do you even do that? Like, I thought we were heading somewhere, as in, how did I get it so wrong? So my pain, of course, started with being broken up with and not seeing it coming, or rather saw it coming, but I thought our love would overcome it all. You know how when you need to love and you think love will just overcome it all, and then it doesn't, and you're like, what do I have? What is happening? Oh my God. So yes, that happened 6 years ago, and I just gotten a job, and this is the thing, I had just relocated, and I had gotten my job like near where this person stays. Like, you know, when you're told to choose where do you want to go for work, and you choose because you're in love, you don't want to be separated from your guy, you know, a long distance thing. So I'm in this new town, I'm trying to figure things out, I have no family around, and I'm broken up with. I remember when he broke up with me, it felt like the sun had set and never come up. If you've suffered a severe heartbreak, you know what it means. Yes, like the severe way you really truly loved the guy, not where, like, you know, this honestly is not going anywhere. So when he leaves, you're like, yeah, get riddance. No, I'm talking about when you really, really, really loved this guy, and you saw a future with this guy. For me, it felt like the sun had set and it wasn't rising up. I cried so much. I cried so much trying to purge out the pain that I was feeling. And I remember I called my mom and she's like, are you pregnant? I'm like, no, why would you think that? Because I was about to just cry. My mom thought I told him I'm pregnant and it left. And I wasn't pregnant. And that was a good thing, right? It should have been a good thing. It should have been like, you know what? Yes, you broke up with me. I'm going to cry a few days and I'm going to be okay. When 6 years down the line, still suffering from it because of wrong choices. So the first wrong choice I made was beg. When you broke up with me, I thought I have to beg. I'll be like, I need to reverse what I did. I need to apologize for whatever it is that I thought I had done. I had to apologize for it. And I did, and I begged, you know? Yeah, because I thought that would work. Second mistake I did is I allowed myself to keep having sex with this guy. And someone just rolled their eyes, but I won't believe this. So many girls were doing that. Or rather, I know I have been with friends, or I have friends who are just like me, because the guy breaks up with us and we think that sex will keep the guy back, will bring the guy back. Girl, it doesn't work. It doesn't work at all. So that was my second mistake. And if you have understood sex deeper, God created sex for it to be a marriage thing. So everyone you have sex with, you have this connection. And in my analysis of heartbreaks, I think that is why some heartbreaks will hurt so much, because you're regularly having sex, you're having this deep connection with a person, and therefore it makes that strong so much more, so much, you know, greater for you, and it affects us girls more than boys. That is the truth. So yeah, I kept having sex with him because he's like, yes, I'll have sex, and somehow in my stupid, how I felt like if I'm having sex with him, then he still wants me. It felt like if I'm having sex with him, even if he's trying to do someone else cheating on that other girl, and it's just a messed up thing, but it gave me some false power. I said, mistake number one, begging. Mistake number two, kept having sex with him. Mistake number three, kept having contact. Like, it was a drag. Like, every time I would text and he would respond, I would feel good. If I text and he doesn't respond, I would feel heartbroken. As in, I just wanted him to feel some sort of caring that I felt. I wanted him to feel some deep sense of connection that I felt. Therefore, I felt if I contacted him, he contacted me back, it would work. for 6 years kept making the same mistakes. Well, I no longer beg, and but I've kept contact. I remember there are months where I would go without talking to him. I remember there was a month where I did a like hold not to talk to him, and then he texts me. And I'm itching to text back because, like, I'm missing all this crap. And I learned that this guy wanted sex. And you see, that's the foolish thing. I did give him sex because, as I said, sex gave me the power. And I kept having sex with him, telling myself, like, I'm a 21st century woman. I can have sex. I'm trying to seem like I can use him, but... You know, you can say all that, but inside you do know the truth, that you're thinking that when you have sex with him, there's some sort of connection that will be ignited. And you see, when he broke up with me 6 years ago, I was caught free, I didn't have a child, I didn't have baggage, I could have started off well, but then since I stuck to my mistakes, what happens? I got pregnant. So I did get pregnant, and as much as I was in pain and hurting from him and don't see him in such a good light, at least he gives child support and is there for his daughter. But you see, that caused another complication, because now you want a family, you're hoping that this child... Let me just set this straight. I didn't get pregnant because I wanted to get back to him. That was purely coincidental. The e-pills I took did not work, and this is honest conversation. There are so many people who are getting pregnant because we're making stupid mistakes and taking e-pills which backfire. So, yes, and I found myself. And the truth is, it's my greatest mistake, my baby. Like, you know, I wish... I don't know how to say it, but if you're a mom and you have a child that you love so much, you understand it, you wouldn't take it back for anything. So anyway, yes, now here, 6 years down the line, I made the mistakes of begging, I made the mistakes of keeping contact, I made the mistakes of having sex, and therefore that means I have a baby. That means that now that I feel like dealing with my pain, he becomes a constant, if you get me. And I'm going to give you two scenarios. One scenario is that I had a friend whose boyfriend broke it up with her. And, you know, she was like so much. She's like, you can't do this to me. Like, we have been going through this together. What did he do? The first thing she did was block this guy. Like, yeah, I don't want to talk to you. We are so done. I am blocking you. And... the second thing, like, she gave herself room to go on dates, you know, and she did love this guy deeply, but that is the point. She did not beg. She had enough self-esteem not to beg. She knew she was in pain, yes, but she knew she didn't want to be treated this way. She understood that that is not how she wanted to be treated, and she took matters into her own hands. And finally, the guy did wake up, and you know, like, yes. And I'm thinking, between me and my friend upped her standards. I lowered my standards. To start with, is something I've been said, I am overweight. So the truth is, I do have self-esteem issues. You know, the guys will not look at you the same and everything. And yes, so. All these things came to play for me. I felt I was losing. I didn't want to deal with the pain. I wasn't strong enough to deal with the pain. And then my self-esteem told me, as in, if you let him go, then what? And I did things that just destroyed my self-esteem, you know. I felt so hurt and messy that this guy at some point was not nice. He was like, oh my God, you're so fat. Okay, I'm young, where you look pregnant, you know. Oh, you're spraying yourself a lot of spray, you know. I felt insignificant. I felt so bad. And when he started chasing after other girls, I'll compare. I'll be like, they're tiny. I am so big. That is why he doesn't love me. Then if he doesn't love me, who else would love me? Self-esteem. And I want to end with self-esteem. I want to learn and say that I have my esteem, my self-esteem yet. It's something I struggle with every day. Okay, right now, of course, I am stronger from my pain, but now all I have is regrets because I'm thinking, I wish I knew now what I knew then. I wish when he broke up with me, I would have dealt with the pain. I would have cried and cried because let no one lie to you that you cannot cry. Cry your heart out. I wish I understood who I was. I wish I understood my self-esteem. I wish I understood that because that person doesn't like me doesn't mean it's the end of me. I wish I had so much strength to choose me. My self-esteem. Self-esteem, guys. Self-esteem is so important. Self-esteem is what makes you not beg. Self-esteem is what makes you not continue giving sex to someone who doesn't value you. And many women, we have lost our self-esteem because we get our self-esteem on who is on our hands. Like, yeah, I have a husband, yay. Self-esteem, I have a job, yay, self-esteem. And what happens when all that is ripped away from you? What happens if your husband leaves you? All your self-esteem comes crashing down because it was based on you had a husband. Which is your authentic self? You need to build inside your esteem from inside. You need to know that you are invaluable. You need to know that you are great. It's not easy. It's not easy. But what I'm doing is I am trying to, I think, like, meet your own goals, set goals and meet them. Change what is it you feel in your life is affecting your self-esteem. As I said, I am overweight. And right now what I'm trying to do is live healthy. Not necessarily lose weight. I'm trying to not eat the KFC every other day. I am trying to be healthy in such a way that I feel good about myself. As in, make little goals that you achieve every day. That is what I'm trying to do. And start that thing you've always wanted to start. I've wanted so much to share about my pain, but I was like, yeah, critics, yeah, critics, yeah, because we are so afraid of critics. And read books that will also help you in building your self-esteem. I am reading Robin Sharma. At the moment, I am at The Leader with No Title. And I am reading The Part of Anna. If you've read the book, I haven't finished it, but you know, there's an aspect. This is a housekeeper who does her job so well. And she gives this acronym, IMAGE. I being innovative, M being mastery, A being authentic, G being guts, and E being ethics. And the one I love the most is the A, the authentic, because we have failed at being authentic. We do not know who we are. We do not know what it like. You know, I was sitting and I was reading, yes, authentic, as in, be who you are because there is no one else better than you. And I'm thinking, do I even know who I am? Do I? And do I do not? I seriously do not know who I am. Who can I say I am other than being a mother, other than being a banker, and all these are, you know, external things. But who am I really inside? What do I want to be? What do I want to achieve other than, we all want money, don't we? Other than that, but what do I want to achieve? Who am I? And that is what I am trying to discover. Because I think if you discover who you are, if you have a self-awareness to who you are, then you automatically have the self-esteem, because no one will define you. No one will tell you what you are. No words like will just, no criticisms won't hurt you as much. Failed relationships and take 6 years to heal from. So it's a very long introduction, but I say I'm dealing with pain, and I will keep talking about it. And feel free to just reach out to me if you're going through something like that. I know there are people, as I said, I help one or two people. And I know there are those who really don't understand how heartbreak can cost you so much. But yes, it does. Look at, have you ever been married and you were divorced? It's painful. Did you have a relationship with someone for 6 years expecting marriage? Didn't happen? It's painful. so many pain, so much pain. They just say so many pain. I mean, so much pain. And we have to start dealing with the pain. We have to start voicing out to the pain. Otherwise, and time is moving so fast. Now I'm thinking, wait, 2030 is now 2019. Where did time go? It moves so fast. So do not live your next 10 years in pain. You know, I sat in the thought, I am reaching 30. Do I want to be at 40 and be like, oh my God, I'm still pining over the same guy? If I do get married, do I want to get married with so much pain? And if I do not get married, will I be okay with it? Will my self-esteem allow me to be okay with it? Or will I be so devastated that I'm not married, that I will live as a shell of a handmaiden? Thank you so much for listening. Pointers, anything you want us to talk about, if you have your own experience, kindly let me know. Thank you.